Thank you very much, and congratulations to the organizers of the conference. It's a very important forum, and the scope of subjects and speakers has developed in a very positive sense. As one of the representative, one of the major European Union and Monetary Union countries, I have to say I'm not offended by the analysis I heard. It is sober, and it more or less coincides with our own analysis. When the Monetary Union was created, we were aware that the structure was not perfect. But we didn't have the choice between doing nothing and waiting for the moment when the structure would be perfect, because we knew it would never be perfect. So that in the moment of big geostrategic change in Europe, unification of Germany, membership of a great number of Central East European countries in the European Union, this move to complement the internal market was unavoidable, knowing that we had to mend the structure, and many of us were quite aware that we would probably not be able to make these steps unless circumstances forced us to do, and that is crisis, and that is where we are. If you analyze what has happened since the beginning of the crisis in terms of structural changes inside the European Union, it is staggering. Things which 2 years ago seemed absolutely impossible are normal today. Therefore, I would say things are not hopeless. In fact, it seems to me, as far as substance is concerned, there are perspectives that the European Monetary Union will move to some form of strategic financial fiscal solidarity. There are several proposals on the table. So substance more or less seems to be clear. What is not clear is whether the political leaders will survive making those steps. And that is not a matter of leadership or anything. It is local domestic politics. Fact of life, whether we like it or not. So I will raise at this point a general question, which we probably have to take home because we can't answer it. Do the leaders have national political support for what has to be done? I put this differently. Is what they may want to do credible in the eyes of international financial markets? Two different, very important questions. Or, to go a little bit further and make it really dramatic, is democracy, as it is defined in our nation states, reconcilable with globalization? I leave the question there and move on to a second general observation. Our leaders have been absorbed in their daily business with crisis management. Short-term and short-termism is the death of strategy. So they have not devoted the necessary attention to very important questions. Let's look at the Mediterranean. My God, that is important for Europe. Do we think about it? I hope so. but also a modernization of our very important partners, Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey. Are we devoting enough political energy to promote this complex process? All these three countries are parts of Europe. That's how we see it. And their modernization is of strategic importance from our point of view. A number of developments have led in all three countries to a more realistic approach to European Union. The key point today, seems to me, is not accession, but transfer of technology and help in modernization. And dear friends from these countries, can I ask you, is there anybody else in the world who would be ready to do these transfers? So I'm quite convinced that Europe is the game changer for all these three countries. And when you look at the constitutional development of Turkey in the last decade, who was the main driver and the main partner? So that's where we are. And therefore, my answer to the question of this panel today is, let us go ahead with cooperation, full steam, and be serious. My last remark, taking up what Ambassador Tribnikov said about regional cooperation. Can I suggest for the next Baltic Forum that you devote one session to the question, how can regional cooperation between the Baltic states and their immediate neighbors may be enriched with the cooperation of some countries, including Germany? How can that contribute to confidence building, economic progress, energy security? I've been thinking why, since all these countries are talking about electricity issues, nuclear power plants here and there and all that, why don't these countries consider a common grid system which allows a two-way import-export of electrical energy as the beginning of much more commonality and mutual trust? I think this is one example, and there are others, and I would like to recommend to go more into depth of this issue. Thank you.